Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
He spent more than 4 months in solitary confinement in a Miami prison simply for being on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Our guest today is John Strand, a very special guest, and Holly Mead and I are pleased to be able to welcome you to Faith and Freedom, John. You have an amazing story about what happened 4 years ago on January 6th. Take us back to that day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on, Matt and Holly. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's an honor. And January 6th, 2021 is a very significant day, of course, in our history now. I recommend that we would advocate going forward. This should be called Patriot Day. Mm. And that's because for a specific reason, over a million patriots gathered in Washington, D.C. on that day, very, very specifically to support and defend the United States Constitution. That was their mission, that was their message, and that was what concerned them. I had been advocating for the defense of the Constitution since a year prior or so due to the Orwellian and totalitarian COVID lockdowns, which were egregiously unconstitutional. So I had led what became known as the Beverly Hills Freedom Rally, home where I'm from in Los Angeles, California. And that came to some awareness. President Trump retweeted that, and it was very successful, driving tens of thousands of people through downtown Beverly Hills in LA in support of the Constitution, which coincided with supporting President Trump's re-election campaign in 2020 as well. I began working as the creative director for America's Frontline Doctors and GoldCare.com. That professional capacity is why I was in Washington, D.C., doing my job to assist a scheduled speaker who was invited there, along with myself, to participate in a rally with a government-approved permit, along with numerous congresspeople. So as far as I was concerned, I was there doing my job. Obviously, I didn't do anything wrong or unlawful. And in fact, I was really grateful to be there and proud to have been serving my country in those capacities.
And describe for us, John, what happened when the crowd, you know, assembled and things started happening and you actually went into the Capitol.
Right. So to summarize it quickly, or to give you a clue of how you can discover the full story beyond the short description I'll give now. At johnstrand.com, there is a fascinating 14-minute video that shows every step I took in the building on the government's own surveillance. So you should watch that and then ask yourself, did this man do anything wrong? Certainly, should this man have gone to prison for almost 3 years? It's insane. And in my book, Patriot Plea, I describe all of this at great length because there's a ton of detail and it gets complicated, particularly because what people think they know or have seen is wildly inaccurate, fraudulent, and manipulated. And they really worked overtime the last 4 years running to deluge the entire nation and the world with selective edits and certain clips and omission bias and these kinds of things to weave their own story and essentially tell you that there was a violent attack on the Capitol. It was an insurrection. Domestic terrorists had been conspiring to overthrow the government, et cetera, et cetera. This is all not only false, it's completely preposterous. The truth of the matter is it was fairly simply at the start a rally. It was a First Amendment protected political protest, and it was one of a series that that period of time, which had happened previously in D.C. Several months prior. There were a couple of other large rallies, one that brought, I think, over 500,000 people. And then this was supposed to be sort of the final hurrah in that series, calling attention to the fraudulent, rigged, illicit 2020 election that was rife with evidence of irregularities and even illegal acts on the parts of governments and so forth. So it was a protest. My experience on the day there was, like many, gathering in the morning at the Ellipse to participate in President Trump's address, and then marching from the Ellipse to the Capitol building, again, which was all planned in advance and advertised, intending to go to a protest rally on Capitol grounds with a permit. So I made my way to that vicinity. By the time we got there, it was a little bit confusing as to how things were supposed to flow. I was looking for organization. I was looking for law enforcement and crowd control and traffic control. I was looking for a stage, and I was looking for congresspeople who were scheduled to speak there and their entourages and so forth. And I didn't really see any of those things other than a whole bunch of people milling around wondering where are the speeches and what's going to happen.
Did you ever become violent or hurt anyone during that time?
Oh, no, no. During the time of what I've described, there was no violence that I observed anywhere. I didn't hear anyone mention violence. I didn't see or feel that anyone even considered that possible, really. There were some security people around in terms of milling around through hundreds of thousands and what became a total of a million plus people there. But there was no sense of danger. There was no chaos, really. It was boisterous and incredibly large. It was just the largest crowd of people I've ever seen, truly. Mm-hmm. It was enormous. But it was very festive at that time, from the morning until about 2 p.m., by the time I reached Capitol grounds. So, the day started at 8 in the morning or earlier. There was no issue throughout those many hours. It was just a very large crowd, over a million people, festive, a lot of celebrating, a lot of praying, a lot of singing, a lot of typical First Amendment protected activity, but certainly no violence, not even an indication of violence or concern along those lines. But once we arrived on Capitol grounds at around 2 p.m. or so, like I said, I looked for a stage, didn't find one, was expecting crowd control and a police presence and law and order and an indication to the public as far as where the rally was supposed to be held. And that was not seen. So a crowd gathered on the east steps around where I was. And the crowd grew in size until they filled the steps. Dr. Gold, who's the founder of America's Frontline Doctors and GoldCare.com, which I work for and work alongside. So the two of us were there for her to give a speech. She climbed up the steps because at that point she decided, I think this is the only chance I'll get to try to address the people that are here. Now, there were thousands of people and soon to be tens of thousands growing as the crowd marched in behind us. So she did her best to try to address them, but it just became impractical as the crowd grew larger and we were basically swallowed up in that crowd on the steps. There was still no violence at that point until we'd been on the steps for, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or so, kind of packed in like a mosh pit and unable to really extricate ourselves. I was simply assuming that law enforcement would eventually come and help the crowd dissipate or give instruction. But that never happened. The crowd just kept growing. And then suddenly out of nowhere, I was startled by a huge bang. The crowd panicked immediately. Everyone tensed. My security guard instincts kicked in. I'm there to protect my colleague. And the crowd tightened. And then more bangs happened. And then smoke and acid filled the air. We realized we were under assault. To my knowledge, and as far as I could see, essentially out of nowhere, the crowd had not done anything to provoke this or necessitate this. I didn't even really see the cops gathering on the edges because I was crushed in the middle. But apparently they had gathered, surrounded, and then assaulted the protesters who are unarmed and who are essentially just standing there waving flags on the steps, waiting for speeches to happen. So a few minutes after the assault, we could not extricate ourselves. It became chaotic at that point. And then the doors, the East Columbus doors of the Capitol building were just without announcement open from the inside. And of course the crowd pressed against them, fell through. I was pushed through. Dr. Gold almost fell and I picked her up from the threshold to keep her from being trampled, and got her out of the way. And so at that point we were inside the United States Capitol building, which was not on my itinerary and which I did not intend or ever plan to happen.
And we want to pick up our next broadcast talking about what happened at that moment when you then were basically pushed inside of the Capitol because of this huge rush of people.
Right.
What happened inside there, then your indictment, and then what we want to do is get to an unbelievable experience that you had in solitary confinement in a federal prison. Our guest is John Strand, and he's talking about his experience on January 6, 2021. You're not going to want to miss the next Faith and Freedom, where we talk about what happened inside and most specifically what happened to him has also happened to others when they've been incarcerated and put in prison. For more information, you can get his book, Patriot Plea. Pre-order that at johnstrand.com. That's johnstrand.com. For more information, you can also go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.